Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello.
Hello.
And hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building. It's a Tuesday. It's 11-12-24, and welcome to it, fellas. Hi.
Hello.
Tuesday.
Ooh. Day it was supposed to snow. Hillbilly South was wrong.
Yep. I know.
I'm going to say it a million times.
And I'm like, it doesn't seem like it's going to be right, Hillbilly South.
Although when I walked to Oct with the dogs today, I was like, I had to grab the phone because I thought, well, first of all, I was like, what? I don't know. It feels like it's very cold because the wind is blowing at 800 miles an hour.
Very cold. Did you go for a walk with them today?
No, I just went out to see what was
in
happening.
The backyard.
It just was taking a long time, so I walked out there to see what happened. And
what were they doing? Playing poker?
Pool.
They were in the pool.
No, they were playing pool.
Oh, playing pool.
Isn't that the other poster?
I think so. Pool and poker. Yeah, so you were just doing comedy, and I was so dumb, I was like, they were in your pool?
I was trying to do comedy. I'm not sure it worked. It was a little...
Yeah, no, you were great. You had followed the script, and I just didn't get it.
You just veered right off the road, baby.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
You said pool, and I was picturing your backyard, and I was like, oh, man, the dogs are in the pool?
Yeah, would be cold.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, though, too, Kevin, so don't feel bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll slow it down a
little
bit.
Jay, your dogs who love birds, right? Because they are, by nature, a bird dog.
Yeah, they like to hunt the birds in the backyard or rabbits or mice or whatever. They love to bring them in. Yeah.
I know sometimes pool covers get a little water on the top of
them,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume yours has some water in it, but could get water on the pool cover.
Yeah, I try to keep it off of there. You pump it off of there, but...
Sure,
but yes, right. I understand what you're saying.
But every
sure.
once in a while, it could,
absolutely, yeah.
And, if there was like a duck on there, would they just go out there?
Oh, they would go nuts.
Okay, they would.
Oh, the one in particular would go crazy. If there's a bird anywhere within 10 feet of the ground in the yard, she's a million miles an hour after that. And yeah, she brought in a mouse while my wife and I were going on Saturday. Dropped it at my son's feet. And one of his friends apparently was like, hey, what's that toy that Nala has? And it's like, well, that's not a toy.
That's a mouse.
That's a mouse. So cool. I mean, yeah, she has a ridiculously good nose, and she will find whatever and bring it
and
to
that's
you.
That's fun for her. Yeah.
Apparently, okay. She loves that. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, she will chase a bird like crazy, Kevin. If they're flying low, and she has caught several of them out of the air, which.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You just kind of be a dumb bird. You're like, bro, they can't fly. Why are you so low? You know, it just makes no sense.
Right.
Like, get up there
bird,
a little bit.
Be smarter.
Right. Oh, no, that dog's chasing me. Oh, I know.
You can't
but
get off the ground.
Right.
But
that would be
most of those.
That's different.
Yeah. It's just like, what are you doing?
It's hard to feel sorry for them at that point when they could just.
That is true.
Literally go higher and the chase would be over. It's like when you go to the doctor and you go, it really hurts when I do this. And they go, no, stop doing that then.
Well, stop doing it.
Yeah. It's just good advice. Yeah.
Hadn't thought of that.
Right. Where's my copay? Also, I've noticed lately here in the studio, I'm concerned. I don't know if I'm growing or what the deal is, but I've been... mobile, I would say, I would hate to use the word dancing because, you know, I'm not really dancing. I'm just more thrusting of fists and, you know, to the songs. You know what I mean? It's not really dancing.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's,
that is how you dance. I mean, thrusting of the fists is a very, Jay is a pump the left, pump the right up above his head.
Yeah, boom, boom.
That is kind of how he likes to get excited. Like, I thought you were going to say thrusting your hips, and I was like, whoa.
Well, you're not.
This is different.
When you're not in studio, I feel more comfortable being allowed to do that.
Well.
Steve's like, I'm glad I'm in this studio.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just it's a way to keep the energy going during the morning, sure, you know. Yeah. Just, and I have been hitting my hand on the ceiling. Because we have very low ceilings in here, clearly.
Yeah, is it while you're on the phone book?
Yes, and I think maybe I have like started doing more of the, again, I'll just use dancing loosely, on the phone book. And there is a metal bar, this one right here, that you can see, Steve.
Yeah.
That kind of is a little bit below the actual ceiling level because it has all the wires and everything in it. And man, that thing, I mean, look at it. I can go flat palm against that thing. And I thrust my fist into that thing yesterday so hard. And I was like, what in the heck? I'm not used to ducking or worrying about hitting the ceiling with my hand.
Yeah, slow down there, Rocky.
No, seriously. So I'm just like, boom, boom, bam. And I'm like, oh.
I do like it how your first thought is, I must be growing.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you think how you drink something affects how you think it tastes?
What do you mean?
Like out of a straw or not?
Yeah, like, or, you know, out of a certain cup or whatever. You think that changes your perspective on something? Like, I think
with some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think things taste better if you have them with a spork.
Kevin James.
No.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
I got that Luke stuck in my head this morning.
I love you, miss you, mean it.
Miss you, mean it, baby.
Yeah.
When does American Idol start?
I think January.
Do we know? Is it Super Bowl time?
I mean, usually.
Like, I feel like a lot of times it's around the Super Bowl. And I could be, you know, I could be totally wrong.
If only there was a way.
I've been keeping track of a lot of shows trying to know when stuff starts.
23rd season, at the end of this spring of 2025.
Ooh. March 9th?
Yeah, that might be it.
Oh, hold on. Did Steve look something up? Did Steve find the answer?
Yeah, he found
Steve,
the internet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That a boy?
You're welcome.
March 9th.
Yeah, Sunday, March 9th at 8 p.m.
Boy, that's late.
Well, okay. But that might be, yeah, that's our time, I guess.
No, time-wise. I mean date-wise. Sorry, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, usually it used to be right after the Super Bowl. It's American Idol. And then right. They were like, nah, I'll put something else there.
Also, another TV show. I like to keep people updated because these things can sneak by you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I said something about shrinking the other day to somebody. And they were like, wait, that started? And I was like, yeah, a couple weeks ago. And they were like, oh, dang. I got to start watching that. Karate Kid. That is incorrect. Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Is back on Friday, I want to say.
Go ahead and say it then.
Cobra Kai is back on Friday.
There you go. Say it with, yeah, you know, just say it with
the ending
emphatically.
Of whatever it is. Season 6.
Yeah, that's correct. Six. Yeah, season 6.
That's one of those that it's just been long enough that I don't totally remember where we were. Now, I know there was some karate, and there was some turmoil between Daniel
right.
and Johnny, but then they were still getting along, uh-huh. And then I think they were going to, like, China or something to fight, like, in the world championships, something heavy. It was really something.
Thanks for the recap.
I just need to catch up on the storyline, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you pretty much got it.
I think that might have been it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I'm wrong?
Did Ralph Macchio age better or worse than, what is Johnny Lawrence's name? William something or other?
Oh, I don't know. I only know him as Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah.
And he will never be anything but Johnny
Lawrence.
Did
Daniel age better than Johnny? I can't remember. I watched the first season of that, I think.
Boy, I don't know. I would imagine, like, right now, if you were to ask, you know, like, a lady around that age,
uh-huh.
Who she thought was more attractive, I think Johnny Lawrence might be the winner.
Okay.
But he maybe has, well, just like Johnny in real life, he looks like maybe he's lived a little more life than Ralph Macchio.
I would imagine that's true, yeah.
Ralph still just kind of has, like, that he's 60 years old and he's still got kind of a baby face.
I agree. Yeah. It's just one of those things where you go, have you done anything? Because you.
Hello. My name is.
Remind me of somebody. I'm trying to think who it is.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is.
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
The Ralph Macchio of the Jay and Kevin Show.
Thank you.
Yes, I think that's the correct response.
Yeah, yeah, that seems right. I like that.
Could be a lot worse. Mm.
It could be.
I mean, honestly, it's not the worst thing to be compared to. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin said, he's got a baby face.
Yeah. Well, you know, not the worst thing in the world. He does. Say,
Steve, you are the total kind of kid that would be on that show that would learn karate. You know what I mean? Like, you would be one of the kids that would be really good at karate.
Yes.
And would be unexpected. You know, boom, glasses come off. Little, what are them things called?
Muscles?
That they wear? No, the things they wear.
Like the headband?
I can't think of what they're called. Nah, yeah.
Like a belt? Like a...
A robe.
A robe. Yeah.
What are they called? They put on the...
You're talking about their... White... Well, basically, their uniform is what you're saying, right? What it's called.
Yeah, and then you tie your belt, and then you just... There's a name for it.
Gi?
Go to the dojo, and next thing you know, you are a bad man, Steve Heskey.
That's right.
Meet me at the dojo.
Man, I could have... You know, I had a boss who was a part-time Taekwondo instructor.
Okay.
Yes.
I never took advantage of it.
Oh, you should have. That would have been a great lunchtime. Hey, it's lunch. Let's go downstairs and throw each other around a bit.
Yeah. Would you ever want to do something like that? I mean, it's great fitness, obviously.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it
is.
I know a lot of people who... You know, just do stuff like that strictly for fitness.
Sure. But absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. You know, if I had.
Here we go.
If the time, huh?
Yeah.
If I only had the time, Kevin.
If I only had the time. Just too little time in the day, Kevin.
I mean, there's so much going on. Like yesterday, you had the nap. And. Uh-huh. Then there was
Well, last night, though, didn't he have to go to the bathroom?
Yes. Yep.
Into the kitchen.
And he had to... Oh, what was the thing he had to order? Dinner. And... Oh, yeah.
You know, your words are hurtful.
What was for dinner last night?
What did I have for dinner last night? Oh, I had some meatballs.
Oh, meatballs.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, you're as American as anybody else. Go ahead. Let's make it a proclamation.
Kevin James.
Hello, this is Kevin James for Spokane, Washington. I want it now pronounced from this day forward as Worcestershire sauce.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, I feel bad there. Steve missed out on the conversation Kevin and I were just having, and we were talking politics. We know how much you love politics, Steve, and during the break there, we were chatting about politics, and I just realized, once again, what a great president, vice president we would have made. Well, you know, now we got to wait another 4 years.
We'd do good.
Oh, the two of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then I know how much you like getting in on that, but sorry you missed out.
So we could be a three person for one job?
It's probably what it would take.
Probably be more than that.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the audio. Well, we just heard Zach Topp sing a song. Sounds like the radio. I like Zach Topp.
The little kid from Sunnyside, Washington.
That's right. He's a Washington boy. And he seems great. We've interviewed him, I think, a couple of times now. Probably see him again in Nashville next week. We'll be on this day next week. We'll be live in Nashville for the CMA week. Brought to you in part by R&R RV. Looking forward to it. Zach Topp, he's not too keen on social medias, though.
Whether or not I like it, it's working. If they, I guess they're liking what they're seeing, then I'm all good with it. Thank you, and keep it coming. I'm not on socials. I get updates from my guitar player, Cheyenne. She's on the TikTok a lot, and so she kind of keeps me updated of what's happening. If she sees something that's pretty funny or something, she'll show it to me or whatever. But, yes, I'm aware of them. I don't know why it's working, but I'm glad it's working.
Just disconnect. Doesn't care. I'm not too keen on the TikTok.
He's like, I'm just not going to get into that world.
Yeah.
You have to be, right? I mean, as an artist, you gotta kind of, especially a new guy trying to get out there, it's just such a powerful tool.
Exactly.
I'm glad that he has people doing it or whatever so that he can help his fame, but doesn't sound like he's going to be checking it or worried too much about
doesn't
it.
Doesn't seem like it, no. Stay right out of that. Have you noticed the number of ads and everything that's been going on surrounding Wicked?
Yeah, what? Yes.
I mean, it's...
I don't fully understand what's going on with Wicked.
Driving me nuts. It's like every time you turn on anything, there's a commercial or a, you know, or there's a, I don't know, a poster you see. Or if you pause your TV, it pops up on there. It's just like, oh my gosh. They were talking about it on the show After Midnight. Apparently, you know, when you're really, really busy and you're just promoting the heck out of Wicked, sometimes you make a boo-boo. Sometimes you make a very bad boo-boo.
They have been working around the clock to promote this movie, but the lack of sleep seems to have finally caught up with them. A misprint on some of the promotional dolls has just gone viral.
There's a major error on the packaging of Mattel's Wicked movie dolls. According to Variety, Mattel mistakenly has a link to an X-rated website on the back of the doll's packaging.
Whoops. Whoopsie.
What? I mean, how? How does that even happen?
Yeah, someone's getting fired, guys. I don't know if that's somebody else was tired of Wicked as well, or, I mean, it's pretty hard to make that mistake, but, I mean, unless it was super close to the actual...
Wicked is a movie.
Yes.
Of the
Wizard
Broadway
of Oz,
show?
Basically, off the Broadway show, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pre-Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Thank you,
Steve.
Oh,
it's like the prequel?
Yes, look at that. That was nice.
So it's like from the, what, Wizard of Oz was in the 30s?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's date affected or not. It's just more, you know, here's how it got to where it got. Scenario.
Yeah, basically. It's the story of, like, Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes.
And what's
this is the most excited I've seen Steve about something in a while.
I can't remember the other one. I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Elphaba. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. It's like Elphabet, only Elphaba.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing the ads for it.
So. Well, the show is good. You mean as in the Broadway show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And where have you seen it at?
In Chicago.
Nice. Boy, that sounds cool. I saw the show in Chicago, Wicked in Chicago. It just sounds cool.
It does, yeah. I was lucky enough to see it on Broadway. How about that, Steve?
You always got a one-up me, Jim.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't want to.
No, that's very cool.
I didn't want to go, but I went. I was impressed when I did.
Well, either of you want to go to the movie then?
No, I'm good.
I want to see the movie.
Okay. Jay's good.
I mean, Dwayne Johnson is the entertainer of the year. As named by GQ Magazine. But I don't care, even if you're The Rock, you can't outrun your past.
I gotta congratulate you. GQ Men of the Year list right here.
Thank you. It's a nice way to close out the year, and plus it's GQ. Yeah, look, I started with $7 in my pocket and pimples and an afro.
And look at you now.
When I was 12, people thought I was a little girl.
You're rocking that fanny pack and stuff.
See, you had to bring it up.
Every time. You can't talk about
one
The Rock.
Photo.
Just the one picture. One picture in your whole life, and then all the other pictures, and every time.
Yep.
Man.
It always goes back to the fanny pack.
You cannot outrun it. No. And he was already making, you know, he was already making fun of himself.
Pimples and an afro.
And look at you now.
When I was 12, people thought I was a little girl.
You're rocking that fanny pack and stuff.
See, you had to bring it up.
It cracks me up. I still love that picture maybe more than anything.
Yeah. Was there a reason for that photo? Do we know the story behind it? Or
I
not really?
Think it was just because he was trying to get a gig. I think he was trying to break into acting and thought that was
I don't even know if that was it or if it was even just
Maybe just a regular picture, huh?
Yeah, just like a regular, hey, I'm in, you know.
I'm hanging out.
A freshman in high school.
Right, yeah.
Just hanging out, man.
And then there's this clip does have a spoiler alert if you have not watched the first episode of Yellowstone. If you watched it, there is no spoiler. If you haven't watched it, you might want to tune out for about 30 seconds. But it's worth it because they asked Kevin Costner about episode one of Yellowstone that aired on Sunday. Here you go.
No, what I well, what I heard was I heard what it was, but no, I had a I listen. That there's
first of all, complete a sentence. They just asked you if you watched it.
No, what I well, what I heard was I heard what it was, but no, I had a I listen. That they're smart people. They'll whatever they're doing, they'll figure it out. But yeah, I had come up with two possible endings back when it wasn't going to go as long as it did go.
But you're not displeased. You're okay with the way that it ended?
The way the show?
Yeah.
You mean how it just...
How they dealt with your character.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it. It's a suicide. So that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
He's so condescending. He's just like, I don't care. Guys, I fought with that guy. I hate that guy. I don't want to talk about it.
And I don't know if that's the case or not, but it is definitely one of those things where he's got to feel a little bit like, well, I mean, you could have just kept me for the end of the season.
It really does seem like he's laughing at them when he talks about what exactly happened. But, you know,
right, because he's like, that's what you came up with.
I know. He does not seem too happy about it, but he's never going to say that because he doesn't really care. If he cared, he'd probably still be in it.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, there's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is the 12th day of November 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I learned a lot about reindeer, and I didn't realize they were so cool.
Kevin James.
Their hooves also will change from summer to winter. In the summer, they're more padded, and then the pads shrink down a little bit in the winter because they can use their hooves for digging. And they can smell food through 4 feet of snow.
Wow.
Show offs.
Guess I'm a reindeer.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. The jackpot is over $909. We'll do it at 7:30 this morning. All you got to do is guess the right number, and you can win the money. It's simple.
That is simple.
All right, Kevin, what's the deal with your office? What is we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know because I wasn't there yesterday, and producer Steve had to deal with something where somebody was looking for my office.
Yeah, can
how did that go, Steve?
Can I tell the story?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I said. How did that go, Steve?
Oh, okay. Sorry. So what happened yesterday was one of our coworkers who's in charge of delivering the mail. Once it gets delivered to the
building services or something, I think is I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
So I was in here, you were somewhere, Jay, and Kevin, you were obviously working from home. And this gentleman, he comes in and he goes, "Hey, is Kevin James still here?"
Full name and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, it rolls off the tongue.
Sure.
And I said, "No, he's working from home." He goes, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Well, where's his office?" I go, "His office." And I said, "Well, Kevin doesn't really have an office.
He doesn't really have an office so much as in he's never had an office."
Yeah, and he goes, "Well, what is the share one with Jay or?"
Oh boy,
what's that? Jay Daniels, I believe is what he said.
Of course, yeah, full name. Thank you.
Yeah, and I said, "Well, no." And he goes, "Well, I got this package here." And I said, "Well, I guess you could leave it in here."
Right.
And
that seems obvious. Yeah. He sits here a lot.
Yeah. And he goes, no, I'll just drop it in Jay's office.
Didn't trust you with the package, apparently. I mean, what is happening there?
Probably not.
Feel like you're a very trustworthy person, but apparently not to him.
Yeah. I don't know. And so it got me thinking, though, you know, Kevin doesn't really have an office.
No, he doesn't.
So what do we do in that situation? I mean, I guess what he did was correct.
I mean, I don't mind him leaving it in the office. That's fine.
Your office.
Yeah.
You got an office. Yeah. That's for sure. We know that.
Yeah. Nameplate and all.
Yeah.
Yours even has, you even have a kind of an office/studio. It has your name on it. I realize Kevin doesn't have anything with his name on it other than what he doodles.
Well, we were discussing after the show.
It's kind of weird because I've always described that room as our room, you know, like when it was Slim and I, it was like, they just says, "Come by our room where we're going to be in there.
Come by our studio or whatever."
And now it's Steve, and it's like, it's our room. It's him and I both hang out in there.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, like, Steve has a
producer's studio.
Yeah, he has a separate studio.
It's like there's this extra little space over to the side.
Correct, yeah.
I don't know why they ever even made it that way in that studio, but there's this extra little space and a little computer set up over there, and that's where the little guy, Kevin, sits.
That's your workstation.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's kind of my workstation slash. And it's, okay, I was thinking about this. Is it better than having a cubicle?
Whoa, absolutely. You've got a door.
I think so, right?
But I am
sharing it with somebody. I mean, like Steve and I are right there by each other.
Right.
We're office mates.
I know there were, yeah. And there's days where it's like, okay, maybe we have stuff to do and there's nowhere to go. But I guess if I was in a cubicle, it would feel that same way.
I always feel like a cubicle is like, because you can't really control anybody that walks past you, you know, and your stuff is just all sitting there. And I mean, it's not terrible, but I mean, you can't close it. So it's kind of weird.
No, that is the bad thing about a cubicle. That is very, very true, Jay. And I would like to have, I like having the door on, I call it our office, on our office, but it's a Steve's studio.
Yeah.
Having the door is the difference maker.
Because you just feel like it's more private, and when you close it, you're kind of just in there. Yeah.
Oh, man, and Steve loves to try to leave it open.
He loves the door open.
I know, and I'm like,
which I don't mind that. Here's the only thing. We're in an audio business, so like if you're previewing stuff and editing stuff and doing that, then I get it, you know. But Steve's like got good hearing, so he doesn't have it very loud anyway.
That's what I
figured. No, he's got headphones on.
Yeah.
Should I close the door?
No, I mean, not if you're not making a lot of noise.
Yes, Kevin. The door should be closed.
Okay, I'll do better.
We need to close because so many people walk by it.
Yeah.
And here's the deal.
It's very social.
Most of the time, people are welcome.
Yes.
But they have to take the extra effort to stop, look in the little window, knock, whatever, and then we'll say, come in. Right. Come in, Steve Hawk. But I don't like the door just being wide open because then it's just, I feel like people just wander in there.
That's, you know what it is?
And you know what stinks, Steve? I'm not good at getting rid of people.
Oh.
I'm not good at getting ready people, and you're even worse.
That's true.
Oh my God. People will be in there for hours because Steve and I are just be too nice and just keep talking to them.
No.
No, that's so true.
All right, fine. You get out. You're not welcome anymore.
Kevin likes the ability to have the invite.
I was there first, bud. This isn't gonna happen the way you think it's gonna happen.
That's right. You do have seniority.